This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the war in Ukraine could last years as low morale continues to be a concern among both Ukraine and Russian troops, AP correspondent Naomi Shane reports.
It's been 4 months since Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and defense officials say desertions and armed standoffs between officers and their troops have led to a strain in morale, especially on the Russian side. Many Russian soldiers are said to remain confused about the war's objectives. NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg admits that nobody knows how long the war will last, but urges allies not to weaken support for Ukraine, even if the costs are high, both in military aid and rising food and energy prices. I'm Naomi Shannon.
In recent days, Gazprom, the Russian gas company, has reduced supplies to two major European clients, Germany and Italy. In Italy's case, energy officials are expected to huddle this week about the situation. The head of Italian energy giant Eni said on Saturday, with additional gas purchased from other sources, Italy should make it through the coming winter. The U.S. Treasury Secretary addresses the possibility of an economic recession, AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
There it is, that R word again.
I don't think a recession is at all inevitable.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on the delicate dance being done by Fed Chair Jerome Powell as interest rates go up.
His goal is to bring inflation down while maintaining a strong labor market. That's going to take skill and luck, but I believe it's possible.
Yellen.
This is VOA News. New York is giving city workers fired for not getting the COVID vaccine a chance to get their old jobs back if they get the shot. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Mayor Eric Adams fired more than 1,400 city workers who failed to comply with the vaccine mandate put in place by his predecessor. A city spokesperson says about 600 unvaccinated workers, like police and firefighters, got a letter detailing the offer. Department of Education workers will get the same memo later in the summer. The city says 97% of workers are vaccinated and that the goal was always vaccination rather than termination. Adams was the target of criticism for exempting athletes and performers not based in New York City from the vaccine mandate while keeping the rule in place for private and public workers. Julie Walker, New York.
Firefighters in Spain and Germany struggled to contain wildfires on Sunday amid an unusual heat wave in Western Europe for this time of year. The worst damage in Spain has been in the northwest, regional authorities said, while German officials said that residents of three villages near Berlin were ordered to leave their homes because of an approaching wildfire Sunday. Spanish authorities said that after 3 days of high temperatures, high winds, and low humidity, some relief came with dropping temperatures Sunday morning. At least 25 people were killed by lightning or landslides over the weekend in Bangladesh, while millions were left stranded or homeless in low-lying northeastern parts as the country faces the worst monsoon floods in its recent history, officials said. In the neighboring Indian state, at least 17 people were killed during the wave of flooding that began this month. Police officials said on Sunday, many of Bangladesh's rivers have risen to dangerous levels and the runoff from heavy rain from across Indian mountains worsened the situation, said the head of the state-run Flood Forecasting and Warning Center. Bangladesh and India have experienced increasing extreme weather in recent years, causing large-scale damage. Environmentalists warn climate change could lead to more disasters, especially in low-lying and densely populated Bangladesh. Recapping our top story, British defense officials assessing the intense fighting in the Donbas region of Ukraine bordering Russia say morale among troops on both sides is likely growing troubled. Meanwhile, NATO's chief is warning the fighting could drag on for years. In an interview published on Sunday, NATO General Secretary Jens Stoltenberg said, quote, "Nobody knows how long the war could last. We need to be prepared for it to last for years." Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.